Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garciaparra. Batting second. The left fielder, Jeff Frey. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting fifth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Valentin. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rudy Pemberton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Hazelman. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Darren Bragg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chris Hammond. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Colbrun. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Aldert. And now, play ball. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jeff Frey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive towards short. Garciaparra reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Colbrun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Pemberton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pemberton is hit by the pitch. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Steinbach takes first base on ball four. Greg Colbrun batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Paro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fry throws the ball into Valentin, who tags Coomer, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Colbrun scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bragg for the out. One out. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Garcia Parra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fry is 0-for-1 in the game. Fry hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lawton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mears takes first base on ball 4. Lawton moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawton moves to third. Mears moves to second. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Fry picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Fry. Lawton scores. Mears scores. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. Jackson moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Roberto Kelly batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Colbrun is 0-for-1 in the game. Colbrun hits a fly ball towards right. Pemberton catches it and throws to Garcia Parra to double up Kelly. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears misplays the ball. That's an error on Mears. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Coomer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lawton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawton strikes out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mears is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mears hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Coomer moves to second. Toby Borland now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch is hit by the pitch. Coomer moves to third. Mears moves to second. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-0, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor strikes out. 2 outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy Pemberton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pemberton is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pemberton strikes out. 1 out. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hazelman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hazelman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lawton. Hazelman reaches second base with a double. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Twins. Nomar Garciaparra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Garciaparra is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Garciaparra takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Garciaparra. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Garciaparra steals second. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fry is 0-for-2 in the game. Fry strikes out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Steinbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Colbrun batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Colbrun is 0-for-2 in the game. Colbrun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Coomer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Steinbach moves to third. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lawton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Corsi now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mears hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. Lawton moves to second. It's 9-2, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-2 in the game. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corsi fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molitor for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Steinbach is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy Pemberton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pemberton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pemberton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kyle Brunn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hazelman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aldert fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bragg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bragg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garciaparra is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Garciaparra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-4, Twins. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fry is 0-for-3 in the game. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kyle Brunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Kyle Brunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kyle Brunn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kahlbrunn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coomer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corsi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Greg Swindell now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Mike Stanley pinch hits for Reggie Jefferson. Mike Stanley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Knobloch moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Knobloch scores. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-4, Twins. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 11-4, Twins. Greg Kahlbrunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kahlbrunn is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kahlbrunn hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Garcia Parra fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Pemberton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pemberton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pemberton hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazelman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hazelman hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-5, Twins. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bragg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bragg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Bragg reaches second base with a double. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Garciaparra is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into left field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.